Okay, there we go, guys. So, you know, I don't know that I talk so loud anymore, but one of the things that just is so infuriating to me is when, you know, if I'm talking to people all day long, and let's say 80% of them, 90% of them aren't good listeners, and they keep interrupting me, or, you know, put yourself in that category. They keep interrupting you, or maybe you interrupt them. You know, those are the things that I think are so important to learn. So one of the things I want to talk about tonight is, you know, I want you to think, and you can write this question down because you're not going to answer me as I ask the questions, but I want you to write it down and think about it. These are some of the things I did in my coaching. And so I want you to ask the question, how sharp are your listening skills? And when you have some time of your own, quiet time, I want you to really think about that. You know, think about, you know, do I listen with intent? Could I repeat what somebody says to me? Those are some of the skills in listening. Do I talk over others? And just jot that down. Do I talk over others? Because I can tell you probably over 80% of people do. And I can recall, you know, way back before I had any growth at all, I remember I had a neighbor that was a very intent listener, and she would listen to the point where when I quit talking, it became too quiet. And then I got kind of nervous about that. But, you know, I see myself today doing more of that because I'm so conscious of it. So sometimes when I'm on the phone with somebody, I'm so quiet, and I know those that work with me could probably verify this, that they'll say, are you still there? And yes, I'm still here, but I'm just being very quiet and I'm listening. I'm taking in the information that you are giving me. And when I wait and I feel that you are finished talking, then I can comment. What I find that quite often what happens is when someone's talking, we are already thinking about how we're going to respond. And you guys aren't muted, so give me a yes or no. Do you relate to that? Maybe you are muted.
Yes.
Are you guys muted?
Yeah, we all muted our own phone.
Well, that's fine. But that's a question you can ask yourself. And be real cognizant of that, you know, because listen, when we are talking to a client, what we want to do is ask question after question after question and find out exactly what their needs are so that we can respond appropriately. I'm going to share a little story. I think you all realize and know that we just sold our house here in Kansas. We're moving to Texas. And this last few weeks has been probably some of the most stressful times in my life, in both my husband and my lives. We're selling furniture, almost everything. We needed to prepare our house to get ready to put on the market. Then we put it on the market. While it's on the market, we left and went to Texas, and we only wanted to be there a week. I don't know if any of you have tried to buy a house in a week, but it's not very easy. So every single day, we were up early, we were out with the real estate agent going to look at houses. And just to back up for a moment, what happened was I started looking at houses online weeks before we ever left here and hooked up with a real estate agent that, you know, we just seemed to have a really good rapport. And so we told her we were coming to Texas. We would like for her to work with us. And in the process of working with her, my husband and I both, and my husband does not get upset very often, but we both got very upset with her because we were so stressed and we were on a time crunch. And we, you know, we told her what we wanted. And there are certain things in a home. When you're looking for a home, you say, okay, this is what I want to spend. These are the features that I want. These are the features I don't want. This is the neighborhood. I, you know, want to live in a certain type of neighborhood, a certain type of square footage. So we kind of, we give her all that information, and we started looking at homes. I believe it was on a Sunday. I think we left here either Friday or Saturday. Started looking at homes on Sunday, and by the following Sunday, we were both so upset with this woman, because every single day we're going out looking at houses, and we found a little area 30 minutes away from where my family lives that we really liked better, because it was better for us older folks. It was a smaller community, less traffic, and so it was drive 30 minutes away almost every day. Well, what I found so interesting, and it was a really good learning experience for me, because what I discovered about this lady, what I didn't like about her, she was very friendly, very open, you know, before we went to Texas, I mean, I would call her. She'd go look at a house. She'd even do a FaceTime with me. So she was extremely helpful that way. But what became so frustrating, you guys, was that by a whole week of looking at homes with her, what we were frustrated about was that she would go on, we'd walk into a home, and instead of saying, well, what do you guys think about this? Well, how does this house feel? Do you, you know, she was always like, oh, I like this. Oh, I like that. And, oh, look at this over there. She never asked us what we liked. It was always what she liked. And on that Sunday, a week later, Larry and I both got upset with her, and I just flat told her, you know, we have been doing this now for a week, and you know, she would show us homes that had a lot of stairs in it, things that we were just not one bit interested in. And so here's what happened, consequently. Later that day, Sunday afternoon, we went out with the family. We drove around. We found a house for sale with a guy in the yard. We bought that house, and we did not include her. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, that's why listening is so important. Because she got upset because she said we cost her $15,000. That's what her commission would have been. Yes, we did. But on the other hand, we have already sent her a couple thousand dollars for her time. But the whole thing behind this is that if she'd have listened, we would have saved time and we probably would have bought a house from her. So anyway, I hope that doesn't sound, you know, like we're being hard to get along with, because let me tell you, it was extremely stressful. And that's why I think it's so important to listen to, you know, do people want to build muscle? Do they, you know, we might be looking at someone that we think they need to lose weight, but that's not their goal. We have to hear that. If we think they need to lose weight and they say, well, you know what, though, you know, I kind of like where I'm at. I just want to build a little more muscle. I want more energy. I don't sleep well at night. We have to hear those things so that we can put these people on the right system for their needs. We can allow, you know, we can share our information and our expertise of what we think they should have. But by golly, the end result is we have to hear what they want. So anyway, I think that for me, that was a great lesson, something that I'm working very diligently on. And, you know, I heard something that it was either a celebration, it was probably a celebration or ICU, that, you know, if you had, let's say, 20 people, and you whispered something to one person at one end, and they each duplicated that as they go along to the very last person, what normally comes out is nothing like what you originally said. And again, that's why we must build listening skills. I Googled listening skills online, and it was kind of interesting what I saw. I'm not going to go into it, but, you know, if you're interested, you could Google that. There's, you know, information on it. But you know, that's just, there's just not a whole lot. I think we all have to work on building those skills. Talking over people, that's something that I think is so doggone important, because if we're thinking, if we're having a discussion with someone and they're talking and we're thinking about how we're going to respond, we can't listen. We're not listening because we're too busy thinking about what we want to say. And what we have to do is get back into listening to them, let them finish, shut our mouths, and when they're done talking, then we can respond. And what I'm finding, you guys, is most generally my response is right on when I do that, because I haven't interrupted. I haven't come across thinking I know what they're going to say. I hope this is making sense to you guys. And then one of the other things that I worked with Jeffrey on very diligently, a couple of things. One was, he calls it going into a drunkalog. So I'm going to use that phrase because I like it. And what that means is, like, for instance, he would ask a yes or no question. And instead of answering yes or no, I go into what he calls a drunkalog. So I've been working extremely hard on that, because you guys, I want to tell you something. I was in the car with a friend many, many months ago, and we were going somewhere together, and I asked her a simple question, and this is after I worked with Jeffrey for a while, and so I was aware of what was happening, and instead of saying yes or no, and or maybe just a few words, she talked for 10 minutes. Now, I let her talk for 10 minutes. And because I thought to myself, wow, that's exactly what I used to do. Who wants to listen to all of that? You know, I mean, it's most people are not interested in all that stuff. Because what happens is, instead of saying yes or no, we kind of head off somewhere. And then have you ever come back and thought, oh, my gosh, what was the question? And I tell you, that's embarrassing when I have to go back and say, what was the question?
Yeah.
So that is something I work really hard on, but I want you guys to write that down. When you're asked a yes or no question, do you go into a drunkalog? And then just work on it, because I tell you what, this is not a change that I think anybody makes overnight. Some people are fortunate. They kind of they learn it as a younger person. I didn't. And so, but I can tell you this, that since I have worked on these issues and I'm real aware of these issues, I can tell you that when I work with people that I'm trying to recruit, if they go off on these drunkalogs, I mean, I am now saying to myself when I'm having a conversation, I'm not sure I want to work with this person. And, you know, when I was first brought into Isagenics and I heard, well, you can choose who you work with, you know, and for a couple of years I've been thinking to myself, no, I don't think that's true. Well, because, and it's because we come into Isagenics or into any network marketing company, and it's like anybody that breathes, we're going to get them. You know, you got to go get them, got to have them. Well, I don't feel that way anymore. I'm getting very selective, and that's where you start building a strong team. And I'm really, really working hard on that, guys. So that's why I'm sharing these things, because these are all things that as I sharpen my skills in these areas, it's making me a better network marketer. And I think for most of us, I haven't met too many people that are doing this for a hobby. I think for most of us, we're doing this business because, you know, you want to grow a business. You want to make more money. You want to grow an income for yourself. You may have other reasons for doing it. Maybe you want to be on stage. Maybe you just want to be noticed. I don't know. But personally, I need the income. So, you know, it's important to me if I'm going to spend this time working that I sharpen my skills, whatever those skills are, so that I can become a better businesswoman.
Hey, Roseanne.
Yes, Carol.
It's Debbie here.
Or Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Yeah, I think when we're looking at people, when we're talking and listening to everybody, we need to for sure, understand what they're looking to gain and by using Isagenix, whether they're looking for a business, whether they're looking to lose weight or get more energy, or just a combination of all of it. And then once we can separate those requirements out, then we can best put our efforts into, yeah, sure, we don't want to not have any contact with those that are just users, but and spend more time with those that are wanting to build a business, but we, like, you know, we can definitely spend our time accordingly as to where their needs are in life.
Exactly. Great point. And the thing is, you know, I mentioned to Tim, I said, well, you know, we have two ears, one mouth. If we're so busy talking, you know, we don't hear well. We don't hear what they're saying. So that's exactly right. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of people only come in to use the products. I mean, I can name off several people, several leaders, six-figure earners and millionaires that came in only to use the products and now are making a tremendous amount of money for their future because at some point, you know, they rolled over. They decided, hey, this is a great business. I love the products. And I'm going to start sharing this. And so, again, you know, if they say, hey, all I want to do right now is use the products, we have to be okay with that.
Right.
We absolutely have to be okay with that. Meet them where they are. And so great point, Debbie. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Looking at notes here, guys, to see if there's anything I'm missing. That's pretty much what I had down. That talking over people, I hope you all will really work on that one because that's something that I know over 80-90% of all humans do that, and I just find it to be so frustrating. I can handle it occasionally, but when you're talking to people all day long and you can't even get a sentence finished, man, I'll tell you, by the end of the day, I'm exhausted. Have any of you, do you guys know, I mean, have you dealt with that? Would someone like to speak up to that?
Roseanne, I will.
Okay.
That's something that I do all the time. And I'm sitting here listening to you talking about it, and I'm thinking, why do I do that? Because it's rude to begin with. And like you're saying, you're not listening to what the other person is saying. And I think why I do it, this is what I think for me, is the person's talking too slow. And going back to that answer, the yes or no question, I just need a yes or no. I don't need a paragraph to go with it. Because I don't have time to listen to this paragraph when I'm, and a lot of in the paragraph is stuff I know anyway about what's going on. So I just want a yes or no answer. And that's why I do it, I think. I mean, I did it to my friend today. And it's just, afterwards I'm thinking about what I knew you were going to talk about tonight. I'm going, ooh, I'm totally guilty of it. So, of course, I'm going to really try my best not to be anymore. And maybe people will pick up on it.
Yeah, you know, Lydia, like, thank
I
you.
I just
for-
asked.
Go ahead.
You.
Lydia, I appreciate you so much because you've made great strides over the last few years. And the thing I love about you, you're always willing. You know, you're just so willing. And I'm glad you brought this up about, you know, because here's the thing. With different personalities, see, I have that issue too, and I have it with my husband because he's very analytical. I'm not. You know, I'm more of a feeling, spontaneous type person. And so I ask him a question, and then he gives me this long, drawn-out, analytical answer. And he doesn't really go off beat like a drunkologue, but it just, you know, he has to go into all the little details that I'm sitting here going crazy. And I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it is, I mean, listen, I'm that way too. It's very difficult If you're not analytical, if you're more like, man, I want the answer, just give it, you know, give me the answer and let me move on, because I am the same way. And one of the things I want to say about, you know, when I was taking a ride with a friend and asked her questions, she's going on and on and on for 10 minutes. One of the ways you can bring people back when they do that, you don't have to be gruff. I used to be. I mean, really, I did, you know, and I knew it, and I didn't like that about myself. But now it's like, I'll use the word, the name Mary, not just as a reference. But, you know, you ask Mary a question, and she goes on and on and on and on, and then you say, Mary, and you ask the question again. And that's how you bring people back. So as we're working with people, you know, and let's talk about our customers here. Let's talk about people we're prospecting. As we're working with these people and we ask them a question and then they go way off over here, and sometimes, honestly, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, oh, my God, I'm spending 2 hours with this person, which we shouldn't be doing if it's a one-on-one. We're trying to lock them in to a yes or no. You know, to find out what their needs are so we can help them. And so what you want to do at that point, it's ask the question. If they go off on some tangent, bring them back and just say, Mary, and then ask the question again. And that's a very nice way, because by that time, they don't even know what the question is. Does that make sense, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So resonate with what you just said, Lydia, because I am exactly the same way.
But you're overcoming it, so I need to overcome it too.
Yeah, that's the thing about it, guys. You know, there's no perfect human being on this earth that I've ever met. And so, you know, we're all striving to get better, right? I mean, we're all striving to be better people, better humans, better network marketers, better friends, better neighbors, better parents. And so all of these skills that we're learning in this industry just helps us to be better rounded people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing. It's a good thing to work on this, and then, you know, better conversationalists. I tell you a little story. It's kind of off beat here, but as I was dialing in tonight to get on the call, I was just, I don't know, my mind kind of went back to when I first started doing three-way calls, or even getting on the call, on a team call, and how I would shake as I dialed the number. I don't know if any of you relate to that, but that's how insecure I was. I would just shake. I was so nervous. When I did a three-way call, oh, my gosh. Usually I had to dial 3-4 times because I was so nervous. I'd dial the wrong number. Then I'd have to go back. And the reason I'm sharing this is the personal growth is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. I mean, to me, it's like we have all this education and free personal growth, and we get paid for it. It's just phenomenal. Anyway, so let me finish what I was saying there. So what I was thinking is, as I was dialing in tonight, man, I just dialed the number, and I, you know, hit the pound, and I'm doing all this. But I thought, you know, I wasn't nervous at all. It's crazy, you know, when I think about how far I've come. And I think anybody that does this business long enough is going to have amazing growth, whether you want to or not. So anyone else want to have, I'd like to hear from a few other people tonight. Who would like to step up?
Roseanne,
Tooney, I heard your voice. Come on out.
Well, what you were saying about being nervous and all, and I've been there with that too, but this whole team is just family to me now, so there's no nervousness, no being nervous now, because I can get out here and I know there'll be help if I need any help from any of you guys. And that talking, yeah, I'm a talker, and I can answer the yes or no and just keep going with something else.
Oh, Tooney, thank you so much. I love you. That's part of my problem too, is that I'm a talker, but you know, half the time I don't have anything really wise to say. I'm just talking. So that's what I'm trying to get away from.
Right.
So thank you for sharing that, Tooney.
Uh-huh.
Anyone else? Someone else wanted to say something.
Hi, Roseanne. This is Pat.
Oh, hi, Pat. Hi. Thanks for stepping up.
I thank you so much for this call because it brings to remembrance, you know, why we are doing this as far as really truly trying to help other people. And indeed, we do have incredible self-growth in this. I think back the years that we've been dialing and talking, and I've had such growth, and I'm still learning, absolutely, and I know there have been times when you have taken time to remind me and teach me about listening, because you have had tremendous growth in this area. And one thing that I know you and others have said is listen to understand, not to respond.
Yes.
And that's something I try to remember. It's not long. And every time I go into a conversation, I tell myself, listen to understand, not to respond. And that's been helpful.
Pat, that's awesome. Thank you so much for stepping up. You girls, I just love you all so much. And, you know, we grow together. We learn together. And like Tuni said, yes, we're family. We don't have to be nervous, you know, because we're all here to help each other grow. And while I'm talking about that, I just want to bring up one other thing that Tim brought up on Team Freedom. I think it was, I read one of his posts there, and we talk about it quite often, and I'm not going to dwell on it. But again, you know, it's so important we support each other's posts. And because Facebook has changed so much that in order to get our posts out there, we have to support each other, not just in a like, but in a comment of four words or more. So please step up. I just see so little activity on our team, and it saddens me because we've got to support each other if we're going to grow. What we say on this on Facebook will not go anywhere if we don't get about 10 likes and comments. And it's crazy how it works, but that is how it is. And, you know, I just want to see every single person out here trying to make a living for themselves, trying to share these products to become better and stronger at what we do, be able to share more. Did you guys know that we just passed, Isagenics, just passed the $6 billion mark?
Yes.
I mean, that is incredible. And we're going places, so let's support each other a little more so we can help each other to go a little faster, a little stronger. And, man, I'll tell you what, this company is so incredible. Where we're going is phenomenal, phenomenal. So, you guys, it's a little after 8:35, but does anybody else real quick want to say anything before we close?
Great job, Roseanne.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I will close at this point. Let me just take the recording off. Hold on.